Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Following the Friday, November 6th resignation of Robert Peterkin from the Kenai City Council, there is currently a vacancy that the council must fill. At the time of the resignation, the council made no indication of when a replacement would be named, but on Monday, they marked the city's official notice of the opening for potential applicants. The Kenai City Council is accepting letters of interest and resumes from residents of Kenai to fill that seat. In the public notice of the opening, the council offers a job description of a Kenai City Council member. It says, responsibilities include enacting laws that govern the city, adopting the annual budget, and appropriating funds to provide city services. The City Council also establishes policies executed through administration. To be eligible for the position, any candidate must be a qualified voter in the city of Kenai, at least 21 years of age, and a resident of Kenai for 1 year immediately preceding the appointment. The appointed councillor will serve until the next municipal election. The deadline for receiving applications is 12 o'clock noon on Wednesday, November 25th, and interviews will take place on December 2nd. Letters of interest along with resumes can be submitted in person, via email, or standard mail. We have all of that information online at radiokenai.com. After the snow, slush, and ice that hit the Kenai over the weekend, residents have been granted a reminder that winter weather requires different driving habits both on the road and before hitting the streets. Before even getting in the car, the Alaska Department of Transportation advises drivers to prep any car, even a work vehicle, with an emergency car kit. The kit should be stored in the passenger compartment in the event of a frozen or jammed trunk. Among the items to include are a shovel, windshield scraper with a small broom, flashlight with extra batteries, a battery-powered radio, some water, snack foods, matches with small candles, extra hats, socks, and mittens, a first aid kit with a pocket knife, any necessary medications, blankets or sleeping bag, a tow chain or rope, road salt, sand, or cat litter for traction, jumper cables, emergency flares and reflectors, a fluorescent distress flag and whistle to attract attention, and finally a cell phone adapter to plug into a car lighter port. So once drivers are on the road in a vehicle equipped with the appropriate emergency kit, careful driving is a must. As temperatures continue to swing below zero and into the teens, roadways on the Kenai have the potential to ice over quickly. Ever find yourself asking, why do I always get stuck behind the driver going 20 miles per hour under the speed limit? Aren't there laws preventing people from driving too slow? According to the Alaska State Troopers, the answer is yes and no. Alaska's basic speeding law prohibits driving faster than is reasonable and prudent considering the traffic, roadway, and weather conditions. That means motorists must always drive at a safe speed. What that speed is depends on the circumstances. For instance, 65 miles per hour might be safe on a dry, sunny day, but if it's dark and the road is icy, going 65 could be dangerous and a violation of the basic speeding law. State law does say that drivers on a two-lane roadway should pull over safely if there are five or more vehicles following behind, but the law was generally written for motorhomes or other large, slow-moving vehicles. For example, an RV holding up 4 miles of traffic on the Seward Highway in July. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.